This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hello, I'm here to help you put the most important thing in the most important place in your day, and that is time with God. Time with God. Time is so precious to us, isn't it? And yet God deserves the first place in our life. Not only does he have the right to the first place in our lives, but we need him to have the first place in our lives, because life only works the way it should when God is at the center of it. Have you learned to put God first in your life? If you're still putting yourself first, I guarantee there are things in your life that are not right, because God wants to be at the center of your life. We want to talk this week on the theme of prosperity and the place of prosperity in our lives. And today I want to take you to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah writes, "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen, that you may live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you." Did you catch the key question for our topic this week? There in verse 2, why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good. Well, we are all concerned about our finances, aren't we? And about the money that we make and the money that we spend. And as a person who is committed to putting God first in your life, you must ask and answer the question, how do I handle the money that God entrusts to me? What are my priorities in the use of my money? And as this prophecy from Isaiah asks us, why are we spending so much money on things that really don't mean very much to us? Why don't we get focused, even in our finances, on spiritual things? Use your money in ways that are going to be meaningful to you. Invest in things that matter. Then, as God says, I will make an everlasting covenant with you. You'll delight yourself in abundance. God wants to bless you. He wants to be involved in your financial life. He wants to see you making him the center, not only of your prayer time, not only of going to church, but the center of every aspect of your life, including your finances. As someone has said, Christianity is personal, purse and all. Well, they were right, weren't they? You can often tell really what you are putting first in your life and where God fits into your life by how you're using the money that you have. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.